Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Baba Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah Asar being learned B'schos Esther Basrachol, Shishi B'zecha to find your Ziva Gagon Bikar of Mamesh. The Mishnah Tes continues with a similar case of the previous Mishnah, Nafal Bayis Olav Val Ishtoi. A house fell on a man and his wife, and we don't know who died first. Yosha Bal Oimrim, Yosha the husband say, Ha'isha Mesa Rishoina. The woman died first, V'achach Mesa Bal. And then the husband died, which means that when the wife died, he yarshened his wife, he gets all of her Nechasim, and then he died, so we get all those Nechasim, his and his wife's. Whereas Yosha Yisha Imrim, the Yarshim of the woman, for example, her father and those types of relatives, they say, Habal Meis Rishon, the husband died first, V'achach Meso Isha, and then the wife died, and therefore Nechasim, that were always in the wife's possession, we get to keep those. What's the halacha? B'Shamer B'Shamer says, Yachloiku, they're just going to split them because it's a suffix. Whereas B'Shil Imrim B'Shil says, Nechasim B'chaskasan, the Nechasim remain in their chazaka. This is referring to the Nechse Tzoyin Barzel, the Nechasim that the wife brings into the marriage. They're evaluated for however much they're worth at that point in time, and the husband owes that money to her when he dies or divorces her. And since Beis Hillel doesn't say whose chazaka they're in, he would say yachleiku as well with the nechzitzon barzel. Now ksuba b'chazkas yosha baal, the ksuba that should be paid to the woman is in the chazaka of the yarshim of the husband, because even though she should get her ksuba, the actual property or money is still in the chazaka of the yarshim of the husband. Whereas nechasim anechnasim v'ayotzim ima, the nechasim that come in and go out with her, this is referring to nechse melug, the nechasim that she brings into her marriage, and when she leaves, she takes those nechasim as they are. So b'chazkas yarshim Av, they're in the chazaka of the yarshim of the father, meaning her yarshim, because since they're her nechasim, her husband maybe has the right to use them, but they're still considered hers, so they're in her chazaka, and therefore the yarshim of the father get to take those. On to Mishnah Yud with another case, Nafal Abayis Ala Val Imai. Let's say a house fell on him and his mother, and we don't know which one died first. And obviously the yarshim of the son are saying that the mother died first, the son yarshim the mother, and then the son died, so we get all the nechasim, whereas the yarshim of the mother, such as her father, are saying that no, the son died first, and that means that her nechasim remained in her chazaka, and then she died, so we get to take all of her nechasim. What's the din? Elu ve'elu ma'idim she'achleiku. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that there's going to be a split 50-50, and that's because since both of them are coming mikayach Yerusha, both of them are just saying, we inherit this and we inherit that, so it's a suffix, so we're going to say achleiku. And this is different than the previous Mishnah of the house falling on him and his wife, because over there, we're discussing two different types of nechasim, as Beis Hillel had differentiated between the nechse tzoyin barzel and the nechse melug and the ksuba, but over here, this is just him yarshim his mother, or him not yarshining his mother. However, Amar Bikiva, Bikiva says, Maidani baza shanachasim b'chaskasan. I agree over here, which means I hold that Beis Hillel says that even in this case, the nechasim remain in their chazaka, which means that the mother's nechasim stay by her because they're always considered to be in her chazaka. Why so? Well, when her husband died, which was, let's say, quite some years ago, because again, we're only discussing the son and his mother, so that means that her husband's out of the picture. So when her husband died, whatever nechasim she had at that point in time are most definitely considered 100% hers, and that means that they're in the chazaka of her shevet, meaning the shevet that her father comes from. And because of suffix, we're not going to say that let's split them, and that means that some of the nechasim are going to now go to the son, which means a transference of shevet from her shevet to her son's shevet, because remember, her son's shevet follows her husband and not hers. And therefore, Bikiva says, even in this case, Beis Hillel would say that her nechasim remain in her chazaka. However, Amalei Ben Azai told him, Al chalukim anu mitzarin. We're already pained over the fact that the previous Mishnayas have machlekes b'sham Beis Hillel. You're coming to even make a machlokes about something that you agree on. As we had said, according to Tanakama, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree in this case that there's a chloiku. So why are Rabbi Kiva coming along to make problems and say that even in this case, Beis Hillel argues? Now, even though this is a very nice svara, bottom line is, we actually paskin like Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.